Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So I do think most of us have used ginger for seasickness, maybe for a sour stomach. It works great for that, but did you know that it also contains really potent anti-inflammatory compounds? They're called gingerols, and these are really substances that many scientists believe are responsible for the reduction in inflammation that people experience when they start taking ginger supplements regularly. So there's evidence out there that when you take ginger on a regular basis, it eases inflammation. And it eases inflammation in situations associated with trauma, you know, maybe a twisted ankle or something. It also eases inflammation with what's called neuropathic pain that diabetics, for instance, often feel, or people who have had trauma in the past who are having issues with maybe their hand or their foot where that trauma happened, and they're having chronic pain issues from that. Ginger works well for that as well. Let's talk first a little bit about ginger, and then we'll get into some of the anti-inflammatory components, and there's a lot I want to teach you about it. In general, we know ginger is an aromatic, pungent spice, and everybody already knows it has a lot of flavor and zest to Asian recipes. You can even add ginger to fruits and vegetable dishes. The pickled version, of course, is used with sushi. It cleanses your palate. Fresh ginger root is available year-round, so it's easy to find, and it's relatively inexpensive, and we probably should be cooking with it more. Ginger itself is a the main part is not, you know, so it's a plant, but the main part that you're cultivating as the spice is known as the rhizome. It's the underground part. It's part of the beginning of the root system called a rhizome. And the flesh of the rhizome, when you cut it, should be nice and yellow, sometimes a little bit red in color, depending on the variety. And again, it's that rhizome, it's that root that we are using for having our stomachs feel better and easing pain and easing inflammation. Did you know that it's in the same plant family as the turmeric spice? A lot of people don't know that. So if you take a curcumin, not a cumin, but a curcumin extract, it's coming from the same family as ginger. So curcumin eases inflammation, so does ginger. So here's the evidence. There was a study involving patients who tried conventional drugs to alleviate painful symptoms. And what they found was that 100% of those patients taking the conventional drugs had side effects from the conventional anti-inflammatories and pain meds. And now here's what was interesting in this study. So they took this group, they gave them conventional medications, anti-inflammatories and anti-pain meds. They all had side effects, and the side effects, believe it or not, was pain. Yeah, what's interesting, they were taking it for pain, let's say headache pain, maybe joint aches, whatever it may be, but one of the consistent side effects was causing pain elsewhere, like muscle aches. Your non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like aspirin, ibuprofen, Aleve, you know, if you take those on a consistent basis for pain, they actually can cause some muscle problems. A lot of people don't know that. However, when they switched this group over to ginger, so they followed them on the conventional meds, the original pain got better, but then they had other reports of pain. That was the side effects. Yet they switched that group over to the ginger, and they noticed that the ginger was able to decrease the original pain without causing side effects. Awesome. Ginger. As simple as that. And it goes beyond that. So now how is it reducing pain? Probably through its anti-inflammatory mechanisms. And I'm going to get into the specifics of that here in a moment. But you know what? Remember, when you reduce inflammation, it has tremendous effect throughout the body, because inflammation, as I've said this tons of times, and I will constantly teach this, inflammation is the common denominator of all age-related disease. I'm not saying inflammation causes age-related disease, but it's part of the process in initiation, progression, and it can influence outcome in a negative way. As a matter of fact, when you lower inflammation in people who are having these diagnoses of age-related diseases, when you lower inflammation, they do better on whatever treatment they're on. Case in point, according to the American Cancer Society, ginger, which is lowering inflammation, which is helping to reduce the original pain without causing side effects and more pain, unlike the ibuprofens do, ginger has been promoted as a cancer treatment. Did you know that? The American Cancer Society, right? This is a mainstream group, right? Ginger has been promoted as a cancer treatment to keep tumors from developing. That's right on their website, the American Cancer Society. Recent preliminary results in animals show some effect in slowing or preventing tumor growth. While these studies are not well understood yet, they do deserve further study. We need to see more ginger studies in humans looking at inflammation, pain, and cancer. The American Cancer Society went on to say it's too early in the research process to say whether ginger will have the same effects in a broader population, you know, when you study a little bit more, but it definitely needs to be studied. So here's ginger. We thought it was for seasickness and for stomach aches, but it turns out ginger is a potent, those gingerols, potent anti-inflammatories. That probably leads to some of the anti-cancer properties we see in it. So what is ginger doing there? What is what we call in medicine the mechanism of action? Well, it blocks inflammatory signaling molecules. These inflammatory signaling molecules are called leukotrienes and cytokines. These are proteins that immune cells produce and release so they can call other immune cells in to fight an infection, to dilate blood vessels so more blood comes in. That's what inflammation is. So these inflammatory signals, leukotrienes, cytokines, are really what drive the inflammation in a local area. Well, ginger blocks the production of those molecules. How does it do that? Well, there are three key enzyme systems that ginger is blocking based on recent research. One is called the cyclooxygenase enzyme. That's what aspirin is blocking. Another one is called lipoxygenase. That's another powerful inflammatory enzyme. Specifically, lipoxygenase, which is also called 5-LOX in the industry, is responsible for creating the inflammatory signals called leukotrienes, which are really, really powerful. As a matter of fact, a lot of doctors think when you look at all of the age-related disorders we deal with, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, all these killers, right, in the United States, they are responsible, when you put them all together, for 1.5 million deaths a year. A lot of doctors think that the common denominator in all of those age-related diseases, those 1.5 million deaths a year, is inflammation through the 5-LOX enzyme. Ginger blocks the 5-LOX enzyme. Ginger also is able to inhibit what is called NF-kappa beta, which is another real master protein for running the inflammatory process. So here you have ginger blocking three powerful inflammatory pathways, COX, LOX, and NF-kappa beta. Oh, and by the way, it's a great antioxidant as well. So ginger has a lot of applications for us. I think we need to cook with it more. We need to, you know, incorporate it as much as we can into our diet to get the effects. But if you want the full effects, you're really going to have to take a ginger extract. And you want to make sure, you got to look on the back label. I've talked about that before. If you're going to do a ginger extract, turn that bottle over, look on the back label. You want to see the dose of the ginger extract around 100 to 200 milligrams. But the key thing is the standardization. You want to make sure that ginger extract is standardized to 25 to 30% those gingerols. Remember, those are the key compounds that are blocking LOX, COX, and NF-kappa beta. Who would have thought ginger, it's good for your stomach, seasickness, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer properties, right there. Eat it and take the extract with it. Your body will love it. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.